Al Pasholka's on the line, state rep from Stevensville, a Republican. There's a bill on the way to the governor's desk, and I wrote about this yesterday. Al, first of all, thanks for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve and Joanne. Haven't been with you in a while, and good to be back. And what a perfect segue, having an MHSAA spot coming into this.
Isn't it perfect? I mean, that's the way we work around here. It's pure radio magic. Pure radio magic, yeah. You know, we plan these things. Make no mistake, it's the pixie dust and the magic. But I wrote about this yesterday, and to me, when this story first came out, I'm thinking, now, wait a second. Are the unions that desperate, or are people going to be hoodwinked? I mean, if you start, the cost alone, if you unionized the Spartans and the Wolverines and the Broncos and the Chips and everybody else, my Lord, the cost to the Michigan taxpayer would be staggering. I mean, that's just one thing that comes to mind. What did you think when you saw all this evolving?
You know, not only the cost, but the inequity. I mean, so are you going to have different agreements for the football team against the field hockey team, against the women's basketball team? I mean, we need to get back to the fact that student athletics, student athletes are students. We don't give them W-2 forms. We don't tax their athletic scholarships. And I got into a great conversation with one of my friends, Andy Shore from Lansing, and I asked him yesterday, I said, Andy, what's the value of an athletic scholarship at Michigan State University? And he claimed he didn't know, so I'll tell him. It's over $100,000. This is a great opportunity for a lifetime benefit, and I thought this was all about education and kids.
So hold on.
Contracts and adults.
Hold on. I think you arrive, I'm going to guess you arrive at this $100,000 figure, because right now, I'm looking here. Tuition, say, at the University of Michigan is about $13,100 a year just for tuition and fees at Michigan. Then you add on,
room, board,
and everything else.
Food, travel. Come on. It's
$100,000.
Well over $100,000.
Sure. $25,000 a year to attend Michigan State or any of the other universities around here. So, all right. So you put this bill together saying, you know what? College athletes are college students first, not athletes. It's on the way to the governor's desk, but what I found interesting in what I'm reading here, the governor is not tipping his hand. He's not saying which way he's going to. The administration's saying, well, it's worth review, it's worth studying, it's worth looking at. What does that mean?
Yeah, he's being a little coy. That's making me a little anxious here this morning. I read some of those comments as well, and he has not signaled any sort of veto, so I'm cautiously optimistic that we're okay. We had a big vote in the Senate, 25-11, passed in the House. To me, it's just common sense. Student athletes should be treated as students. I've been broadcasting high school sports in Southwest Michigan for 30 years, and I have seen a whopping total of 5 professional athletes come through there out of the thousands of athletes. And guess what? We have 72,000 jobs open in Michigan, and only a handful with the Pistons and the Lions. So student athletes should be treated as students. We need their talent. We need their ability. We need them to be in school.
We're on the line this morning with State Representative Al Pasholka, a Republican from Stevensville. We do normally have some kind of a December surprise, so maybe this is it. Or do you think something else might be coming down the pike?
Well, in December surprise,
yeah, in
terms
the
legislative, of legislation?
Yeah, yeah.
December surprise in terms of the governor?
Well, either one.
Either one.
Yeah.
You better not be that surprising.
So you don't expect anything unusual to be coming down, or lawmakers to be deciding anything rather unusual in these final days? I understand it's over tomorrow.
I think you got to look back at last week and see what passed the House, because, you know, it's got to lay over for 5 days. So I don't see any big surprises here in the last few hours of lame duck. I think the big issue that's still out there is what happens with roads. Is there some kind of compromise out there? I think that's really the big issue that's still laying out there. And we've got a series of other bills that we're going to bat back and forth between the Senate and the House over the next few hours.
So, okay, let's talk about that real quickly. You put it on the table there, Alan, and Al Pasholka is on the line with us. Road funding, how are we going to get there? I mean, the discussion earlier today that got Joanne maligned and labeled as Hillary Clinton for, you know, talking about taxes and so forth by one of our listeners. It's okay. But my question is this. People, how do we get there? Because people really don't want to pay more in taxes. People don't want to see money taken away from schools either. This is it's a tight fit, and you've got to find some way to squeak this through. And you've got other people saying, listen, in a $54 billion budget, you've got to be able to find 1.8 cents, you know, in each dollar, a little bit under 2%. To come up with that 1.2 $50 billion you need. How do we get there?
Well, I wish it was that easy. If we could use $50 billion as the total, but it's not. The general fund budget of the state of Michigan is about $10 billion. 44% of our money is federal. We can't touch it. We've got a restricted monies that we can't use. We've got a general fund of about $10 billion. So that's really the base that the legislature has to work with. We have, over the course of the last 12 months, put in over $800 million for roads using the general fund, using and prioritizing our spending. So to say we just can't put more money towards roads, that there isn't any wiggle room in the budget, that's not true. We just proved over the last 12 months we can do it. Now, is that sustainable? Can you bank on that? And can you put a road program together that says we're going to do X roads over the next 10 years? That's where it becomes problematic if you don't have the revenue stream to make a difference.
So So
is that a gas tax increase?
Well, you know what? If you look at a gas tax increase, that's going to be a declining source of revenue. You see, if we go to a wholesale, you guys just mentioned it, Greenville, it's $1.99 a gallon. So what's the wholesale tax going to really have to be? You're going to see more hybrids on the roads. They don't pay anything. So it's a delicate balance, and we've got about, 36 hours to figure it out. But I think we do have to prioritize our spending, put more of our spending towards infrastructure and roads, if that's a priority. And I think people, when I knocked on doors all summer, they said, look, fix the roads, but I don't really want to pay more for them.
That's the way they always say it. Al, we got to run, my
there
friend.
There you go, brother.
Greatly appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, and if Rick Jones needs some help on the Capitol Lawn, I'll go help.